know to be certain, no matter what is going on in the circumstances of the world, no matter what is going on in the circumstances of your life, of your body, of your environment, and it couldn't be more relevant than right now. However, it always comes back to this. After you handle yourself and get back into the mode of business as usual, the thing that will allow you to stand out, the thing that will allow you to do your work a little more effortlessly than what it possibly currently feels like it is to do, which is, you know, hard or heartbreaking for the amount of time and effort and energy that sometimes gets put into things and then the reward is not there. The thing that will allow you to be different and to keep your juices flowing while you do the entire thing is to understand, one, really deeply how you help people, two, to already be communicating with hundreds of thousands of them, yet specifically in each post for you, for it, or each communication, be really just speaking to one, but really be taking it on that you aren't already speaking to and helping hundreds of thousands of people. But the difference is really deeply understanding your message in how you help people, and not just teaching. I don't mean just teaching. I mean really deeply connecting with and understanding the problems that are going on in your clients' lives right now. Like, I deeply understand the problems that are going on in, for example, the fitness industry right now. And I understand that technology is really hard for some people, and it's very hard for people if they have a kinesthetic business. So if you have a face-to-face or any kind of touch business, you're generally not very good at technology. Okay, that's a given. But are you going to let that stand in the way of you earning an income when we do have this thing called the internet, right? So I'm just going to pretend that you've transferred over and it's kind of business as usual. And if you're listening to the recording of this and it doesn't make sense, it's because I made it when the world is kind of in lockdown and coronavirus COVID-19 thing is going on. But it's almost a little irrelevant when you come to the fact that if you're in a fitness health coaching industry or any kind of service and coaching, you can be using the internet for your business. Like it or not, go listen to the 2-hour recording that I did on how to transfer over and all the legalities and, you know, the ways you could be running your sessions. Okay, let's presume that's business as usual. Now, does that mean that you will all of a sudden be thriving because you're on the internet? Not really. You're still going to need to follow some really deep core principles that will allow you to stand out. And if you're not doing them, then you won't stand out amongst the noise. And now it's even noisier. So now it means it's even more important for you to be tuning into, one, who you are and what you do and how you do it. And it's more important for you to be tuning into that yourself than it is for you to be actually screaming it from the balcony. It's more, and I mean figuratively, you're obviously not going to scream anything from the balcony, but it's more important for you to remember and remind yourself on a daily basis who you are than it is for you to be doing any other work. That is the first thing that actually needs to be done at any time of the day, as soon as you possibly can, in the morning when you wake up, at nighttime when you go to sleep, you know, controlling the thoughts and everything that enters your mind is obviously of critical importance as well. It is very easy for all human beings to be thrown off their perch or to be swayed just like a tree in the wind and to be pushed by the environment exactly the same way as a tree can be. But the thing that will ground you into your roots is remembering who you are and what you do, and you must remind yourself of that daily. It's not optional to maybe just journal about it, I don't know, once a month, this is what I do. Because otherwise, external factors, like, for example, what's going on now, will just blow you away in the wind. That's exactly what's happening with a lot of people at the moment, and that's okay. Maybe it's their time to be blown away in the wind and just leave the business for the rest of us. That's okay. Because the other thing that's going on right now is that people actually need you. And I'm not here to convince you that people actually need you. The whole reason that you have a job and that you've got into the industry of caring about other people is because you kind of already figured that out. You know, you've got the testimonials and the examples from your clients' results that you understand that your clients actually already need you. They they do need you. So that's really up to you to convince yourself that they need you. But you must remember that, because the other thing that you need to do is, if you're in business for yourself and you're not selling things, or you're not allowing people to just simply understand that you have this program or you have this offer or you have this thing, then you may as well pack up shop, theoretically, because nobody has shop open at the moment because they've had to literally pack up their shops. But if you're one of the lucky ones that actually has a service, etc., and you're not allowing people to know that you do the thing, then we might as well literally just pack up shop and go really try to be one of the more follower people, for want of a better word, or the people that have a little bit less gumption and less initiative. And it's not that they're bad, it's just humanity is made up of lots of different types of people, and I'm not speaking to them. I'm speaking to you. You're the self-starter. You already know inside you that you connect with human beings and that you love it. And I don't care that it's changed. It's not permanent. And that business has changed and that it's not permanent, that you're going to have to run your sessions online. The thing that will allow you to stand out is everything that underpinned you and your differences before the wind blew and the trees all fell off the perch. You get what I mean? So the wind's blowing now, and lots of people are losing their leaves and bending in the wind and falling over, and that's okay. But if you allow that to be you, then you're not going to have a business, okay? So you've decided that that's not you and that you are going to have a business. So how the hell do you stand out? Because there is a lot of noise, and I get that there's a lot of noise. But you know what? There's also approximately 7 billion people looking at the internet right now, which is probably why some of us have slower internet. Good problems to have, I would say. And all you need to do is connect with them on a regular basis and actually make whatever the offer is that you've got. I don't know what that offer is, or how do you help people. If you would like me to help you create that offer and understand how to message, then send me a message. And this is the genius zone. Actually capitalizing on your genius zone is the most important thing that you can do for your business. Yeah, sure, there's systemizing things, there's making sure you might have emails, there's the next level of accountability, because you better bloody do what you say you're going to do if I work with you, or it's got to get done sometimes. Whatever needs to get done, and it can get done in quite a caring way. And there are plenty of ways to move the needle. When you move the needle and you figure out that, okay, I got uncomfortable, but I moved the needle and I did it within my genius zone, that's when you crack the egg. Well, that's when the shell cracks, and that's when your income actually literally freaking doubles. Why? And you won't actually even be able to look back and know why. This is a story that's actually quite hard to explain to anybody that I haven't worked with before, because the people I've worked with understand that when they're able to understand their message and really tap into their genius zone and how they help clients and the programs that then happen within them that come out of them are incredible. So there's some examples of this I've just recently put on my website, but it means that, yeah, you could be taking people on an overseas retreat. There's multiple of my girls have done that, and okay, we can't fly at the moment. Do you think people might be planning holidays for 2021? I think so. And the fact that everybody's at home and they need a new routine, and that everybody still has their symptoms, I'm talking about the crowd of people that you could potentially help. I'm talking about all these sports people that actually need programs, because what are they going to do? Just not train for 1 month or 3 months or 6 months because the gyms are closed? Somebody better be writing them a program. Somebody better actually be helping those athletes to get themselves to the next level for the next event, because those events will soon be on. And it's the people that train now and that do it successfully that obviously are the ones that are going to get the results, and they're the ones that will be standing on the podium. Would you like to be responsible for helping them to do that? Or would you like to have gone, oh, I can't use the internet, and then really allow yourself to sit in your excuses, all because your business needed to change. You needed to pivot. Part of running and earning a business is that you pivot quickly. You need to make decisions quickly and be prepared for the fact that sometimes they will be the wrong decisions. I have made plenty of wrong decisions, plenty of wrong decisions. It just so happens that some of those turned out to work out okay. And if they don't, then I pivot quickly because, yep, I'll make decisions quickly. Sometimes too quickly without consulting anybody, which can be annoying for those around me. But, you know, I don't know. That's why I've always been the boss, I guess. Even if I've gone in on someone's project that's been like an online project or something. So, or I've, you know, stood back and just been like as a consultant for them to help. But anything's possible, and you cannot hold your message in. And at the time of making this, I'm making a re-release of the course, Create, Execute, Enroll, and I'm going to show you how to sell your services and explain with so much passion and enthusiasm, because it comes from within every cell of your freaking body, the difference between you and the person next to you, the difference on how you actually help clients get results, and how to call in your number one ideal client times 10, or perhaps times 100, because guess what? They've all got time to train now. Nobody's got the excuse that, oh, my kids are sick, I can't come to the session. So, but guys, it's not about food and exercise. You help people with so many other things, and that's the stuff that you've got to tap into. If you want my help, I'll make sure the details about this course are somewhere near this audio recording at the time of making this. It's a timeless course. I'm going to do the version of it now to actually help you quadruple what's going on in your business. Message me if you've got any questions, or click the link to find out more. And I'll speak to you on the other side.